Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ruth Walasoff, and we're having a great show. It really is. It's unbelievable.
It's a fantastic show.
And that really is every week almost. I mean, it's very rare that we walk out of here saying we learned nothing, we were bored, and it seemed like the time drags. Really, this is the quickest.
The time flew.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It actually flew.
Yeah. It really, really does. And, of course, the highlight of the day is the Christina Lu show, which we're here for now. And, no, we'll go with that later. We'll say hello first to Christina.
Hello. I know today really, really did fly by. I mean, we say it every week, but I was, like, doing work on the computer, and before I knew it, this segment happened. But both guests were really, really amazing, and... You know, I just love the kind of different things we're able to showcase on the show.
Yeah.
You know, with Rich and his story and his experiences, and just he's a resident of North Hempstead, which is amazing.
Is he?
Yeah, he lives in Roslyn, I believe.
Okay.
You know, and then that Pulse Advocacy Agency. You know, I definitely want to have them back on because I can't even tell you.
I think it's so important
how often this comes up, and especially in these in advisory committees, because people say, you know, they need someone to go with them. They don't have family, you know, and they want someone that is, you know, impartial, not as emotionally invested in it, you know. And I know from my own self, there's times that, you know, when you're so worked up, it's hard for you to process anything that's going
on. Absolutely.
You know, you're sitting there, you have a million thoughts running through your head, you know, and it's just so good because I'll bring someone with me just to say, okay, did you get that, you know, because there's so much that goes on. So I think it's amazing. And you know, just to hear, we were talking off air with her, Ruth and I, and just to hear her story of how she got into it was so touching. And, you know, there's really just amazing people doing great things. And, you know, I think, too, in these times when things are kind of rough out there, you know, it's really great to be able to showcase people who are invested and caring in what they're doing. So we're lucky. And we're so lucky, too, because we also were featured in Newsday.
Yes.
Our amazing radio show, which was really exciting for us. And it was also in the Island News, a local paper. So I'm just really glad that our show was showcased. And I've been getting so many phone calls about it. So it's
And I was interviewed by the reporter, which is fantastic.
It's really, and it's great because, you know, they saw the value in it and how the co-hosts are so invested in this program. And it was definitely a wonderful thing to showcase. So
actually,
we'll take autographs after the show.
Right? Giving credit completely, you know, it was my idea. No. It was Christina's idea. And I think it was, you know, honestly,
people
don't pay attention. She does. She's
creative.
One of the nicest, most caring people. And she realizes that all these co-hosts make the show. And they're the unsung heroes.
And the host.
And the host, but that's fine. But they're unsung heroes.
Yeah.
And so at one point, she's like, they should be recognized. They're doing a great job. She went to the supervisor. The supervisor was 100% agreement. And it's the truth because I could do the show with Christina. It's not the same because Root's input is different than Otto's next week and the whoever it is.
And it's really, you know, we say this all the time because North Hempstead residents, and you're not that we're biased because, you know, we're working for North Hempstead, but, you know, there's really people. I've been with this program for so long, and the residents all have such amazing lives and careers before they were retired. So, you know, they have such a base and an interest and, you know, wanting to learn. So it's just, it's really great that this show you're able to do this because, you know, it's very easy to focus on all these negative, sad stories out there. And this was just, you know, a really uplifting thing about people being engaged. And I'm kind of this second career in broadcasting, which I think is great.
It's such a positive experience.
Absolutely. And it's and it is. And, you know, because everyone always laughs because on Fridays when I come back to the office, they always know I'm in a great mood because I get the privilege of being there. And everyone's stuck in the office. So it's really great. And it's just I love being able to have these organizations on. And, you know, like I said, I'm going to go back to the office and I'm going to give all of our social workers and nurses the information on this Pulse Center, you know, because it's definitely a resource they should have. So it really works.
Was admirable how this woman, Aline, took a personal tragedy and turned it into such a positive
thing. Absolutely. So it's wonderful. So thank you again to everyone who helps us on the radio show. And it's a perfect way. We are in our seventh season now, which is really
we're starting the seventh season.
We kicked it off with a bang. So it's really exciting. So I can't believe that seven seems like a massive number. So it's really exciting. So we'll see what is to come. We definitely have a lot of guests that we've been booking. You know, we're all booked for November. I'm starting on December now. So We're flying through, and it's great stuff. So stay tuned always, and call if you are interested in co-hosting or being a guest.
We're talking numbers, so we'll talk numbers today. Harry Styles, am I saying it right?
I might know who he is.
We Heart It. H-E-A-R-T, it?
iHeartRadio?
I don't know what it is. It says We Heart It has 178 pictures of Harry Styles up. Harry's 2018 concert series that's coming up.
Oh, yes. I may or may not have tickets for it.
Already?
I did. I don't play around. I don't mess
Ticket around. Category, $178. It's amazing.
I'd believe it. And that's low compared to what I paid.
Well, it's category three. Category three. What else is 178?
Wow.
What do you think, Ruth? Something else for 178?
Somebody else.
Equally as amazing as Harry
it's
Styles.
It's the countdown now. It's 178 days to Christina's birthday.
We're celebrating Christina's half birthday.
Now it's a countdown.
That's right. We have a lot to celebrate today.
It flies.
And there's all these
I'm getting so old so quick because of her birthday.
It's very exciting, and there's all these yummy desserts, so thank you for that. And my Harry Styles magazine, which my husband will love, that I bring home to add to the collection. But thank you, and we're celebrating today. It's a good day, and that's we're keeping it positive. And on another celebratory note, we have our fourth regional Aging in Place conference coming up.
A huge one.
Which is, I can't believe, it seemed like it was so far away, but it is rapidly approaching. It is going to be Wednesday, November 1st, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Inn in New Hyde Park. It's really, it's very exciting because we're really piecing together everything now. And everyone who should be receiving a copy, it should be landing in your home either today or tomorrow, or the next couple of days. And it's the Pioneer newsletter, which is strictly featured on all things conference related. So it gives you the schedule for the day, bios on all these speakers, and it's really a diverse day, and the whole theme is this toolbox to living well. So you will walk away with ideas and ways to plan, and actual hard copy things too. So it should be great. It's going to kick off with Larry Levy, who is the executive dean over at the National Center for Suburban Studies at Hofstra. He's our moderator. Hofstra's been our partners for all of our conferences. Judy Bosworth, the town supervisor, will speak for a little. And the first panel will be called Inhale the Future, Exhale the Past. We're having Gail Kirshenbaum, who's an Emmy Award-winning filmmaker. We've had her on the show. She is phenomenal. And her whole presentation is really about, how to deal with, your past relationships and how you have to accept, really, that you can't change other people, but you can change the way you deal with other people. And she will be partnered with Fran Green, who we've also had on here. Fran's a social worker and an author of the Flirting, Dating, and Relationship Bible, and she's a coach in that, and she's absolutely wonderful. And she really teaches people how to get out there. It's never too late to make new relationships, whether they're romantic or friendly. It's really just different. And she is hilarious to boot. So that will be the first panel. The second panel.
What is this seminar called?
It is which one? The entire thing? It's called the Aging in Place in Suburbia Conference.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Panel two is Integrative Health and Cultural Wellness. And we actually met with them the other day, and they're absolutely amazing. Two women that will be there from Northwell Health. And they're, this is the way that things are moving. It's, it's mixing holistic approaches with, Western medicine, so it's getting really the full picture of things and broadening it, and they're absolutely amazing, and we saw their center, and they're really excited to be a part of this. And Martine Hackett from Hofstra University will talk about this cultural wellness piece as well. Then panel three is the 2018 Medicare Part D and Beyond, and open enrollment will be beginning actually October 15th, I believe it kicks off. So this is right in the middle of it. And it's important because every year there's different changes that go on to your Medicare Part D, and they will tell you specifically what pertains to you and what to look for. So it's going to be amazing. And on top of all that, there's an expo going on at the same time. We already have close to 60 different organizations that will be there with all different things pertaining to seniors. And it's going to be quite the jam-packed day. Wow. So,
it's a wonderful time to be a senior.
Absolutely. Yes, in North Hempstead.
I agree. In North Hempstead.
Hempstead.
Yeah, because it's really, and that's another thing. I've been coming across so many people saying, why is this not in my town? And I said, listen, you send the PI brochure into your town, you know, and hopefully your supervisor will be as receptive as, you know, the North Hempstead supervisors that we've had, because this would not be possible without them. So it's really a huge thanks to them for supporting this program. And, you know, you really need to register for this conference because it is filling up rapidly. I get the actual requests that come in, so they pour in certainly every day. So definitely check it out. And I think it's...
So is it written about in the Pioneer?
It's focused. The Pioneer is strictly focused on the conference. So it's all thing. It's a little program that is essentially all about the conference. And there's also transportation available, too, if you need it. But there's valet parking as well, so...
And you call 311 to register?
Absolutely. You call 311 to register for that. And on top of all this exciting stuff, we are fully in the swing of fall over at Project Independence. And there are so many programs going on. Our Project Independence players have been meeting. I believe Ruth attended the...
Yes, I attended.
Oh, you're a player, Ruth, huh?
And quite a player.
So it's really great. You know, it's a starting off small, but every week a different person seems to join. And it's really focusing on arts and music and dance and poetry and all those wonderful things and just sharing your life experience through that. And it meets on certain Tuesdays over at Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park. The next one will be on October 10th, which is next week already, which is mm-hmm. That just took me a minute to process that. So just call 311. You can get all the information you need for that. On top of this, we also have this great programming that's going on at the Yes We Can Community Center, which is really just wonderful. They have the Color Me Calm program is now back. We're actually going to have this at the conference, too, because this mindfulness coloring is something that's very, very popular and so many people have attended. Because on top of relieving stress and improving your mood, you get to socialize, which is definitely an important part of aging. So that is going to be the next one will be on October 13th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. over at the Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury. Also, our exercise for balance and strength, which is through our partnership with Winthrop University, will be is fully back over there, too. That will be on October. It's actually going on right now. And the next one will be on October 20th. And then we have What in the World is Going On, which is a current and world events group. Which is moderated by actually a PI member, and that also will be on October 20th as well from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. So you can get all the dates and everything for all the different programming at Yes We Can if you just call 311 or 869-6311 for that. And on another fun topic we'll squeeze in is the Games People Play has a huge following over at Clinton G. Martin Park. It's an informal group. You call 311, you're able to play different card and board games and really socialize with other people who enjoy playing games. So there, we've been having a huge turnout. Our Otto Lost has been attending that.
Has been?
Yes, he has been.
Is that a reservation thing or no? That's
just
sure.
You could just call just so I have an idea of space, but I mean, you could pretty much show
everybody
up.
Wants
yes.
So
again, you call 311.
Yes, for really for anything, you just always call 311 or 869-6311 from a cell phone just to reach it.
Okay. Actually, what we're going to do is we'll take a break now. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.